Arkansas State University introduced former Texas co-offensive coordinator Brian Harsin as his new head football coach yesterday.
Let me just say this first. How yes.
And during a press conference yesterday afternoon at the Convocation Center, Harsin says this was the right time to come to Arkansas State University.
What a tremendous, tremendous honor it is to be the head football coach at Arkansas State University. And this is an opportunity that I felt I prepared myself for a long time. And I didn't know it was going to feel this good to be up here. The only, I got a chance to address the football team just a few minutes ago, and the only disappointing thing about this right now is getting a chance to sit with those players and talk to them and know that they're going to head out to that football field here in about 30 minutes and be out there practicing, preparing for the bowl game, to win the bowl game, and I can't be out there with them. And that's where I want to be, with those players.
The former Boise State offensive coordinator spent the last two seasons with the Longhorns, during which time Texas was 16-9. Harsin signed a five-year deal to coach the Red Wolves, with the salary being $700,000 a year. He has a $1.75 million buyout clause in his contract, which goes down to $1 million after the first year. Harsin is a 13-year coaching veteran who has coached in 10 bowl games as either an assistant or offensive coordinator. Harsin is a 2009 finalist for the Broyles Award, recognizing the top assistant coach in the country. Working closely with Chris Peterson of Boise State and Mack Brown of Texas, Harsin spent the last 7 years as an offensive coordinator with the Broncos and Longhorns. Among the many people that Harsin thanked yesterday, he thanked ASU Athletic Director Tony Mohajer and others.
I am excited about the vision that he has for Arkansas State University, and that was something that was so key for me, is to see and hear and feel the energy he's going to bring, that he does bring to Arkansas State University, and I feel his passion. I want to thank System President Welch and Chancellor Hudson for the confidence that they've given to me to be a part of the Red Wolf Nation, and the belief and the inspiration that I felt in the meetings that we had to continue to build and progress here.
And Coach Harsin notes the buzz surrounding Arkansas State University made it a very attractive position.
When I took the job, I knew I wanted it. There was no doubt. You could hear the other candidates that Terry talked about and the opportunity to be here. There's a buzz about Arkansas State, and there's two conference championships, and this program continuing to show on a stage that they have built and continue to build towards winning, and to carry over from what the former coaches, Coach Freeze, Coach Malazan, and what they had done here and the success they had, and to continue to build in that area and to continue to build from what they've started and to continue to make it better is what we plan to do. And that's what was exciting about the opportunity when I had a chance to sit down with Terry and to feel that and to feel that enthusiasm. And that's what was exciting, and that's what I wanted to be a part of.
And Harsin tells what he will focus on now.
One of the areas now, as we look towards what we have to get done, is we've got to do a great job in recruiting. We have got to get to work, and that's where we plan to do that. First of all, recruiting, it's going to start with getting a staff. It's going to start with putting together the best staff in the country, putting together the best staff for these players so they can go out and be successful, not only on the field, but off the field. And that we have a staff that is devoted to recruiting, that we have a staff that is looking to continue to get better each and every day. And that's what I look for as we put this staff together, if we put these candidates in mind, and we start to build in that area, and we start to look towards our recruiting process next. And we've got to do a great job. We've got to finish out. We've got to finish our recruiting. That's one area. That's the lifeblood of any program. And so we've got to hit that ground running right now. Got to get to work. We've got to get where we are right now with our recruits. They've got to understand that Arkansas State University is going to continue in its progress, is going to continue in the success it's had, and we want those players to be a part of it. And we want players that right now maybe are not quite sure about what we're doing to let them understand and see where we're heading and what we're about to do, and to get those recruits and those players interested in us, and to get them here on this campus and see what it's all about, and to see where we want to take this program.
And Harsin says he wants his personal family and his football family to be visible in the community.
I know this. I know the one thing, it's not going to be all about putting together a staff. It's not going to be all about recruiting. It's not going to be all about X's and O's. One of the things that Kess and I talked about is making sure that we do a great job, and we want to be a part of this community. We want to be a part of the lives, not just in this football program. Thank you. I know this. I know that it's not just the football team, that it's not just the university. It's an entire community that backs and makes all of this work. And support is what's tremendous and what's huge in continuing to get better and better. And we're excited about that.
And Harsin laid out his plan for building ASU's team.
I think the number one thing that we've got to do and that is important is it starts in our strength and conditioning. You got to have a strong foundation. You've got to have the right guy in place because he's going to spend the most time with those players. And we've got to build toughness. We've got to be tough. We've got to be mentally tough. We've got to be physically tough. When we step on that field, we're able to handle not just the games, but the practices, the demands, the intensity we want to have. So we have complete confidence when we step on that field to go out and do our jobs. And that starts in the strength department. Next is defense. And I'm an offensive guy. And I know this. I know what a good defense can do. I know a defense that plays with attitude. I know a defense that runs around and flies to the ball. And every play, whether they're on the tackle or not, there's 11 guys around it. That's attitude. And a defense that's opportunistic, that creates their chances, that's around the ball. When they do those things, good things happen. And a defense that can stop the run. That's the number one. You want to do something, you stop the run. You make them put that ball in the air. And that's something that we plan on doing. Offensively, we want to have a tempo offense. We want to have a high-flying, high-powered scoring offense. We want to have fun. That's what we're going to do on offense. We're going to have fun. I already asked how many of those wide receivers in there can throw. So every hand went up. I think it was all the wideouts. Maybe some linemen did too, but they'll get their chances. But you know, we want to have fun. That's part of it. That's part of the game, and that's part of you know, what I believe. And to get a lot of guys involved, you want to have your players. That's why they come here. They come here to play. All right. Well, they got to do their jobs. They have to do their part. They have to know what to do. But they want to play. Get those guys in there and give them an opportunity to do that. And so we've always. You know, I believe that giving those players that chance to get in there and have opportunities, to have packages for players, to let them do those things, I think is very important. And then last, special teams. And the one thing, there's a reason why it's called special. All right, somebody came up with that name, and it's true. And if you want to be special on special teams, the best players play on special teams, because that phase can win you ball games, and that's an important phase that has got to continue to develop and get better, and has to be equally as important as any other phase in your system.
And Harsin says he'll begin work immediately at Arkansas State University and will not coach the Longhorns in the Alamo Bowl against Oregon State. Arkansas State will play against Kent State in the GoDaddy.com Bowl on January 6th in Mobile. Harsin and his wife, Kess, have two daughters and one son.